I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
Because every now and then you need to know you're not fighting by yourself. Then when I see my other brother and my other brother and my sister stand up, then I see people from different backgrounds, and Mexican and Colombian and Nigerian and Ugandan and Kenyan and white and Swedish and German and Scandinavian and black. And all of us in here, and we all worshiping God, and we all got battles, and we all wanted to give up, but we all still in here with our phones open and our Bibles open and our hearts open and our hands lifted. This is the power of a warfare mindset.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
God bless you, family, and welcome to today's broadcast. I'm John Gray, and this is John Gray's World. We're going to be addressing a subject that affects all of us, the war within. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The spiritual part of you is drawn towards the things of God, yet you also sense the pull in the other direction towards the darkness because of your flesh. The carnal, old, unrenewed way of thinking, unrenewed way of living, unsubmitted habits. These two polaric dynamics are always opposed to each other. Because of this, we all endure a battle that rages daily within us. So today, I want to share some things that have helped me personally in my own walk of victory with the Lord. And these lessons did not come without tears and without a price. So I'm not just throwing these out there. I need you to grab them and receive these truths. I want to show you what happens when you stop running from this battle and run towards God. He can change you in any circumstance you're dealing with. So listen with some intensity. And if you're presently feeling overwhelmed with the fight, I pray you're inspired and uplifted with these promises from God's Word. Watch this. To stop y'all joy, focus on her pain. She doesn't want to change. She wants sympathy in this brokenness, and she wants y'all to pull up a chair to her pity party. And y'all keep obliging her. Now you depressed for 5 days and don't know why. Because you just signed up for a war that wasn't yours. Let me help you to get free in here. Some wars are not yours to fight. I have come to the conclusion there are a few things in my life that I'm fighting for. Most of them live in my house. The first one is the fly chick with the black and white hat on to my left and your right, who I've been rocking with for 6 years. That's the first one I'm fighting for. Then I'm fighting for them two yellow babies that eat up all my food in my house and come to my bedroom every night. About to start locking the door, because I don't need y'all scarred for life if you walk in at the wrong time. I'm also fighting for a vision that I did not belong to, but I've been grafted into. Lakewood was not my vision, but I served the vision of my pastors because I believe that Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. I sowed my life into this church. And then one of the extensions of that is what I do here on Sunday night, to serve the vision of my brother, who is the leader of the ministry, because it's worth fighting for. Some stuff is not my battle, but best believe if I sign up for your battle, I'm coming with my armor on and I'm coming to do some damage. And you don't have to worry about whether or not I'm leaving before the battle is over. I'm ready to swing on the devil. I'm ready to stomp on his face. I'm ready to bind up spirits in the name of Jesus, because if we're going to go to war, we're going to go to war for souls. And I'm not going to stop till somebody gets saved. And I'm not going to quit preaching until the devil is on the run. And I'm going to keep preaching Jesus while the arrows and the haters and the whisperers keep talking. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep serving. I'm going to keep loving. Is there anybody that's willing to sign up for the right battle? I need a 15-second praise break. I want you to go insane in the membrane in here.
14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Let's go. Love you too. I don't do this all the time because I feel it. There are times when I don't feel well. But you cannot expect to be in war and not get scarred. You got to learn to stay on the front lines even when you're wounded. You know how much strength young believers get when they see you worshiping wounded? You can't lift up both hands, but maybe you can lift up one and just say, Father, I'm hurting today, but I'm gonna lift my hand because it's a war. Here's the thing about war. The enemy gonna hit you. And some of the stuff he throws is gonna hurt. It's gonna wound you. It's gonna scar you. Some of y'all are like, but I thought the Bible said no weapon formed against me will prosper. Oh my goodness. You need to understand that the weapons that the enemy form are to kill you. You need to do this, blink. Look at your hands, take a breath in and out. Are you alive? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It didn't say the weapon wouldn't hurt. It just said it wouldn't do what it was intended to do. So if you're alive, you should probably be praising because everything the devil has tried has failed. Your mom and dad broke up. You still here. Your mother don't see you, don't understand your gifts. You still here. You were abused by some ungodly person. You still here. Drug addicted, but now you free. You still here. All those broken relationships, you still here. Look at all the stuff you came through, and you still here. Some of y'all don't need to be sitting. You need to be standing, giving God a praise, because that lets the devil know you lost. Because he may have wounded you, but he has not won the battle. Now, let me give you a couple things that I want you to write down as well. Because I'm talking about spiritual things, but it's important that I give you some practical. Because there is a war in your flesh, and some people think that it's cool to play games with God. I can assure you it is not. You can play with a lot of stuff, but don't play with God. Don't play with his holiness. There are still things that God does not play with, and his name is one of them. We need a generation that's not playing. Stop being so casual, running around here goofing off, snickering, smiling all the time. Get serious about the things of God because the enemy is trying to kill your generation. The reason why you're here tonight is not just because you want to hang out with your friends. You're here because there's a seed on the inside that God wants to be watered by his word and by the fellowship of other believers. And God wants you to be stirred up in your spirit. And somebody needs to encourage you. And maybe somebody on your road needs some encouragement, just like I needed some encouragement tonight. So when my brother stood up, now I got the strength to stand up. Because every now and then you need to know you're not fighting by yourself. Then when I see my other brother and my other brother and my sister stand up, then I see people from different backgrounds, and Mexican and Colombian and Nigerian and Ugandan and Kenyan and white and Swedish and German and Scandinavian and black. And all of us in here, and we all worshiping God, and we all got battles, and we all wanted to give up, but we all still in here with our phones open, and our Bibles open, and our hearts open, and our hands lifted. This is the power of a warfare mindset. Amen. Somebody say, World War Me. There's a war going on. Nobody warred like my boy David. You can write down 2 Samuel 6, 14. The Bible says David danced before the Lord with all his might. David was wearing a linen ephod. That's a priestly garment. It's a prophetic picture. Are you a king? Are you a priest? Are you a prophet? He's like, I'm all of that because through me, the Son of the Most High is going to come into the earth. The Mashiach is coming. I'm just a type, a shadow. He danced before the Lord with all his might. He ended up dancing out of his kingly clothes. That boy didn't play when it came to worship. Let me just tell you, stop playing with your worship. If the only time you're worshiping is in here, I can already tell you're gonna have trouble in the rest of your life. You better get up in the morning while you over there trying to get cute so you can wait for somebody to pass you up in the hallway at your college or at work. You got on 16 different kinds of cologne and 45 shades of MAC, and all of that stuff is nice. But if he's from God, he gonna check your spirit. I don't care how fine you are. If you can't pray me out of a wet paper bag, I don't need you. Thank you, brother. I'm talking to, let me tell you something, fellas. You want her beauty and her body, but you better believe you want somebody that can get before God and say, Father, I pray for this man that you've given me, that you will cover him, make him a husband and father that honors you. God, I pray for his mind. I pray for his soul. Keep him from the wicked woman, according to Proverbs 7. Open his eyes, God. Keep him in the name of Jesus. And while you praying, you can be praying and wearing lingerie. Do you understand what a blessing it is? The enemy is counting on you to get weary, because what you didn't know is your warfare was in your worship. If he can stop your worship, he can knock you out of position. The enemy, in 2 Samuel 6, David danced out of his kingly clothes. By 2 Samuel 11, Bathsheba was on the rooftop. I'm getting ready to go. So what happened in 5 chapters where you, she's like, devil? What happened in 5 chapters that you went from dancing before the Lord with all your might to inviting your homeboy's wife to your castle? Help me, Holy Ghost. 2 Samuel 11, the Bible says it happened in the spring of the year. It's about to be spring. You're gonna be in your winter clothes anymore. Have your shoulder out with you. Shirt down. Stop it. Watch this. At the time when kings go out to battle, then David sent Joab and his servants with him in all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David remained at Jerusalem. That's what happens when you rest on your laurels. You go from dancing before the Lord with all your might to trying to transfer your victory and your oil to somebody else who don't have your testimony or your calling. So now you think you've arrived, and nobody, since I won all these battles, I can just chill. The enemy's like, I got him. He's relaxed. He got his guard down. All of his homeboys are gone. He's at the crib by himself. He's in the middle of his life. He's probably trying to figure out, does he still have that thing? Because they used to look at him, but they ain't looking at him no more. So the enemy starts messing with your flesh, because all it takes is one bad day. Trying to help somebody. We don't ever talk about that. We get mad when people, oh, I can't believe they sin. You don't know what happened in her life or in his life. Stop judging people. You don't know what people are struggling with. All it takes is one bad day. All it takes is one bad moment. All it takes is one bad argument and somebody else slide in there saying what you want to hear. Don't tell me it can't happen. I promise you. Don't beat people up because you don't know their story. Here's the thing. David in 2 Samuel 6, he was a praiser. He was a worshiper. Praise can be an expression of God for a particular moment, but you cannot build an altar to a moment. Need to write this down. I felt that one, Nick, and I'm almost done. I said you cannot build an altar to a moment. You get victory last week, don't be sitting up this week thinking the enemy's not gonna come back. The war is going to be here until we cross over from death to life, okay? Stay on guard. Tell somebody, stay on guard. 2 Samuel 11 says David remained at Jerusalem. But you're supposed to be out warring. Nah, I'm chilling. I got it. I already won these battles before. I'm good. Really? You good? Who is that on the roof? And don't think Bathsheba was some innocent chick. She knew how close she was to the palace. She knew he was alone. She was alone. Nobody else was around. Seems like you're ready. Don't act like you don't know that song either. That's why the altar call in 2 minutes, all y'all need to be down here. All of y'all. Seems like you're... Okay, stop right now. Here's the thing. She caught his eye. I know people like to judge Ava, but that, well, he had, listen, look at that. That don't make no sense. Here's the thing. It can only catch your eye if it's seated in your flesh. Write it down. It can only catch your eye if it's seated in your flesh. There are stores that my wife and I go to and get things for our kids, some things that are lower in cost. Different brands and things that they may not be the same quality as other brands. I don't necessarily vibe with them. Even if they had it in my size, I wouldn't rock it. You understand what I'm saying? But if I pass certain stores, my eyes gonna go because I'm familiar with that brand. I like that brand. I'm getting ready to go somewhere. The enemy knows what brand of sin you like. And he will be patient. He'll wait. Even if you don't pass that part of the spiritual mall, he'll wait for the time you slip up and think you got enough strength, and he'll put it right in the window. The next thing you know, you thought you had strength. Now you in there browsing, checking the price. And let me tell you something about the enemy's price tag. He'll always show one price. But he won't show you, it's a no return policy. Some stuff you can't return from, put it down, leave it alone. Don't try that on, he not for you. Don't try that on, she not for you. Don't try them on, they not for you. Don't smoke that, it's not for you. It's a bad batch. All it takes is one bad hit. And your mind is gone for the rest of your life. Don't take that chance. You know how many times God kept you in the club? You know how many times somebody tried to slip something in your drink, but God said no? We sitting in here playing games. Some of y'all need to thank God that you still have your mind. You know how many times the protection you thought was in place wasn't in place, but God kept you anyway? Some of y'all need to thank God you ain't been saved your whole life. You ain't been filled with the Spirit your whole life. Help me, Holy Ghost. It was 5 chapters between David dancing and David in adultery. What happened? 3 things. Complacency. Don't let young adults become a place of complacency. Let this gathering be a place of commitment and urgency. Complacency. Number 2, apathy. You can become apathetic. You can rest on your laurels. I'm cool. It's cool. No, you got to keep praying. You got to keep fast. You got to stay in small groups. You got to get in these life groups. What are you doing? Number 3, lack of accountability. If you don't want to listen to anybody, the enemy's already throwing a party. If nobody can tell you you're wrong, you're in trouble. You need to stay out of my business. You need to worry about yourself. That spirit will get you caught up. Complacency, apathy, lack of accountability. So then you know what happened with David. He got booed up. We know what happened. He took one sin and had to compound that sin with some more sin. Started with adultery. Then he add lying to it. And he start trying to connive. That didn't work. Then he had to go to murder. And he still didn't confess till the prophet showed up. Was like, man, what you been doing? So tonight as we close, I don't need to know what you've been doing, but you know what you've been doing. David, here's how you help somebody in World War Me. Here's how you help yourself. 3 things, because you'll find it in Psalm 51. You want to read that. But these three, number one, acknowledge. Acknowledge, yes, there's a war, and I lost this particular battle. But Jesus won the war, so I've got victory, even though it has yet to manifest. Acknowledge where you failed. Watch this, and acknowledge where you're failing. Because we confess our sins one to another. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? What that means is find somebody you can tell the truth to, that you won't hear that truth again. If I'm trusting you with my most vulnerable places, that means you're my friend. You're not my friend if I haven't given you tools to harm me. We just surface. But my friends, they can damage me because I've told them the truth. Oh, help me, God. You need some people that know everything and still love you. They don't care that you fail because they fail too. They be like, oh, that ain't nothing. Let me tell you what I did. That's what you need. You don't need someone to, you a mess. You need to be like, hey, yo, we a mess, man. We need to be under the rug when it's time for the doors of the church to be open. In a minute, some of y'all need to be sliding down here now. Just be like, excuse me. Number one, acknowledge I failed. There's some sin in my life, some things that I did wrong. Find somebody that you can be honest with. Number two, repent. Repent means you actually make a turn. Repent. So many of y'all know I've talked a lot about just kind of like my own self-image and things that I've struggled with in my life. And the last area, the last frontier for me has always been my health. Because I'm always traveling, always running, I'm always preaching, and I'm eating, and then I'll be too tired to work out, and then I'm just, you know, and I'm not taking care of myself. And then all of a sudden, a couple years ago, all of these little health things start happening. And I was like, God, I bind that. He was like, no, you don't. You don't really, because you haven't changed.
Jesus never promised us trouble-free living, but he did promise that no matter what we go through, he'd always cause us to come out on top. Because he fights our battles for us. The greatest victory Jesus desires for us to experience is overcoming the war within ourselves. The struggle we have against our weaker self, which is ruled by fleshy ways of thinking. I share practical keys on how to utilize God's weapons to overcome every fight in my new series, Stand Strong. With your gift in support of TBN's outreaches, you will be ensuring the gospel continues to reach the lost across the globe. So call the number on your screen or log on to our website today. You were created for more. God wants to show you that no matter how long you've been stuck in any particular area of your life, he can lead you into the greatest breakthrough you've ever experienced. So request your copy of this series today.
There comes a time when enough is enough, when the situations you face and the pressures from the past bring you to a moment of decision. God did not create you for defeat, to be pushed back by dark opposition. God has given you the ability to stand in the light of His promises and move confidently toward life-changing victory. In his brand new series, Stand Strong, Win the Battle Before It Starts, Pastor John Gray highlights the truth that God wants you free from the pull of the desires of an old, unrenewed way of thinking and experience the joy of living out your new identity in Christ in boldness and strength.
Try me, devil. Try me. I've gone through enough. I've prayed enough. I've been in the spirit. I've been worshiping. Try me. You don't have permission to come in my house.
To help you stand strong, TBN wants to send you your own copy of John Gray's new series in appreciation of your gift of support to TBN. Because of friends like you, TBN is sharing the hope and grace of Jesus all around the world. Simply call right now or visit us securely and conveniently online to share a gift and request your copy of Stand Strong. No matter what you're facing, Jesus has fought and won the battle for you through his sacrifice on the cross. You can, in Him, overcome any struggle. Stand strong. Call, click, or write to TBN right now.
You know, I pray you receive spiritual enlightenment and practical understanding to assist you in walking in greater levels of victory in the days to come. Remember, even if you've experienced failure, you are not a failure because of who you are in Christ Jesus. Begin to see yourself as already possessing the victory, particularly in the stubborn areas where you know you need to see change. Confess it. Thank God for the answer. Why? Because faith in Christ is your victory that overcomes the world. So make sure you get your copy of the Stand Strong series. Now, I'm looking forward to sharing even more with you right here next time on John Gray's World. But until then, I love you, keep going, and God bless you.